When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, we're here with the Hollywood Life podcast. And of course, I am joined today by my co-anchor, Allie Stagnita. Hey, Allie.
Oh, hi, Bonnie. So excited about our fun guest today. She has some fun new show that is going to get you in like tapping into your childhood imagination, all of the fun things. I will let you introduce her, but I'm very excited for this show. So we have a lot to talk about.
I'm not just excited for the show. I'm hungry for the show.
I like it, Bonnie. I am
super hungry, and you guys are all going to feel the same way after you find out what we are discussing. So everybody, let's welcome Tamara Morey Housley. Hey, hello. Tamara.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
Well, thanks. We are thrilled to have you, and you are looking gorgeous and very festive.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, you see, I've got my Christmas tree. I love everything Christmas. And just recently, someone gave me the sweetest compliment. I was wearing this red dress with my red lip, and they said, "You look like Christmas." And I was like, I got so excited. I loved it.
Well, you know, you've got, like, listen, talk about elves on a shelf. You got a little Santa there too. Got a Santa on a shelf. Little,
that is our elf on the shelf.
It is an elf. Okay.
I am all about, you know, Christmas traditions, and we have her there today, and the kids saw her this morning.
Yeah.
She's just hanging on a Christmas tree.
She's watching.
She's watching.
Sure. Everything. She's watching over our interview, making sure that everything goes okay.
100%. Okay.
Well, and I bet your kids are like, they're excited about your elf on the shelf, but I bet they're super excited about this new show that you've got.
They saw the trailer, and what I love about this baking show in particular is that just by the trailer alone, you could see that it's very magical.
Yeah.
And I can remember my first day of work. They, you know, took me in, and I saw just this city of Seuss, and I was taken back to my childhood because I've always been a fan of Dr. Seuss. I love the rhymes. I love the little lessons always, you know, in the books. And I can remember having my kindergarten teacher read Green Eggs and Ham when I was in kindergarten, and us actually eating green eggs and ham after we read it. Yeah, so
we know. Too.
Well, listen, the show is actually called the Dr. Seuss Baking Challenge.
Yeah.
And it starts on December 13th on Amazon Freevee. And so you love Dr. Seuss, and there's a baking show that you are hosting called the Dr. Seuss Baking Challenge. But what exactly is that?
Well, it's really cool. And I think what makes this baking show different than all the other baking shows is that, you know, they have a partner. They are partnered with. There are 8 episodes. They win $50,000, the key to the city of Seuss, and their kind of, you know, picture on the City of Seuss Hall of Fame. But what makes this one special is that they don't know each other when they first start.
So
they have to learn to get to know each other. Yes. There is a pastry chef and a cake artist who are paired together.
And the cake beautiful date.
Something that I am not. I'm also not a professional pastry chef, but I do know how to bake and I absolutely love it. But, you know, they have to... The bakers have to rely on each other and their skills in order to win this competition. And it was very interesting because, you know, each person has their strengths and their weaknesses. And throughout the competition, you have to be mindful, you know, of that. But not only that, everyone knows about Dr. Seuss. Yeah. Everyone knows what a Dr. Seuss illustration looks like. So you can't just make some random Cat in the Hat. It has to look like it is actually coming from, you know, the storybook. And also, Dr. Seuss illustration always has this kind of fun, magical movement to it, even though it's not, you know, really moving.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's an illustration. They had to create that in their desserts. So
did they have did they have a little library of Dr. Seuss books that they could refer to, or did they have to remember out of their memory? Like, you know,
have what to remember out of their memory. So the main thing is you have to be a fan of Dr. Seuss.
Right.
So you can't just pretend walking into this. Cause like I said, like Dr. Seuss characters have their hands are different. Their eyes are different. And even, you know, the background, the city of Seuss is, you know, there's like this whimsical movement to it. So you had to make sure you knew exactly what you were doing.
And how much is taste then involved? Like things have to, the thing about these baking shows, it's like, you have a time limit. It has to look good. It has to stay up and it has to taste good, right?
Yeah, so that's a lot. I mean, they were judged by Clarice Lam, Joshua, John Russell, who, I mean, they're amazing in their own right. So you had to come correct with design, the efficiency of how you know, put it together, because there were times where some cakes did fall.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We saw in the trailer one of them teetering down.
And then also you can have something look great, but if it doesn't taste great, it's knocked down, you know? So you had to have all those elements. And remember, on top of that, it had to look like it was coming out of a Dr. Seuss storybook.
Right. Now, did the team, so you have 9 teams and with a pastry chef and then like a cake decorator.
Cake artist. Mm-hmm.
Did the exact team stay together the whole time, or did you split them up? Okay.
No. And see, that's the thing. So that's why it was important along the way to learn each other's strengths and weaknesses. Because, you know, you could be a great pastry chef, but if your cake artist was only great at certain things, you'd have to think and, you know, create your treats accordingly. Because otherwise you'll never make it through. So it was interesting. It was wow. You know, and in my head, I was like, oh, dang, that cake artist, if they were with this pastry chef, oh, smooth sailing. But I guess that's, like I said, that's what made the competition really just interesting. And I always love a good kind of like, I always say like your underdog. Mm-hmm. I always love a great underdog story where you have people that maybe didn't start as strong because they weren't communicating as well. But then once they realize, oh, wait, I know how to do this well. You know how to do this well. Let's do this. Ah, it was beautiful to see.
Now you have hosted and been a part of these kind of food focused, lifestyle focused shows before. Last year, I recall that you were on Table Wars with none other than Martha Stewart. How do you think, like, Martha, who has been in this biz forever doing this, how, like, did she give you any advice when it came to hosting these things and working with these, like, competition shows?
You know, Martha, she is a dear friend of mine now. I am so grateful. You know, she sends me a Christmas gift every year. And then
hope it's food. I hope it's food.
No, you want to know what they were?
Yes. Yes.
They were gummies.
Oh, but her CBD gummies. She has CBD. Yes.
Snoop's influence. Yeah. Yes. All that time with Snoop.
Oh, Miss Martha. Yep. I love her. She came and visited my husband and I in Napa this past year. And she was like, I just want to go to a really good, talk about the pressure, really good restaurant That is, you know, not too fancy, but just tastes good. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's pressure.
I have Martha Stewart is my guest. And, but it was absolutely fantastic. She told me, she gave me the greatest compliment, because I was, you know, a little intimidated doing that show at first, because she's the queen of just entertainment and lifestyle. Sure. She said, you know, you're an amazing host. And I was like, oh, okay. She said, I love you because you're just yourself, you know? And I learned that by doing the reel for 7 years, doing daytime.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You have to come correct, meaning be yourself.
Right.
If you're tired, if you're agitated, if you're whatever, just be authentically you, because people are going to see that. They can see through you in daytime. So right. That's what I bring to my hosting when I do these lifestyle, you know, shows. I make sure that one, the things that I'm hosting, I'm genuinely passionate about. Because True. If you're not having fun, your audience isn't having fun.
Yeah.
And two, I just want to have fun. I just wanted to be a, you know, like a fun party. And that's exactly what this show was. I also got to be my fun, silly self. They gave me these little skits that I got to do throughout the competition. And I did it once and they saw how much fun I had with it. And they're like, oh my gosh, you have to have this as a reoccurring thing, Tamara. Yeah. So this show was so much fun. So I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I did, just hosting it.
Yeah.
Well, it really looks like so much fun. But I'm also wondering about the engineering. Like, it really seemed like you have to be a cake engineer to make these cakes stand up. Like,
you do. Like I said, I'm a mom baker, you know, like I can bake. Okay. But I don't know how to make a Horton elephant.
Yeah.
Like as big as my torso stand up. And so to really see like kind of like behind the scenes of how they do wedding cakes, you know, when they have the tall wedding cakes, and how they can make, you know, cake. look like a cat. I was just in awe every single episode. And it really is interesting. And also, this is what I learned too.
Inside secret.
There's, you know, when you have those tall pieces, not all of it is cake. It's you know, Rice Krispies, you know, that they, and there are things that aren't edible, you know? So that was pretty cool to kind of like see which part was actually going to be the cake, the part that we actually taste. Yeah. And then the way they did it in the time that they were given is, it was highly impressive.
How much time would they be given to make one of these incredible Seuss creations?
One time? It's literally like 4.5 hours. And I'm like, how did you go from mix yeah. to whoa? How did you guys do that? And then when you taste it, I mean, if I'm dancing and if I'm humming, you know, it was yeah. just, it was really, oh my gosh, it was really good. That's why I love doing these shows too. I mean, visually they're just stunning. And then you get to taste the yumminess. And there's just something about bakers in general that are, they're so whimsical. I feel like they're just so cute. You know, I mean, they're working with like, you know, candy, sugar, you know?
Yeah.
Butter. It's just an icing. They're just, they have these personalities that are just so loving, you know, whereas chefs, food chefs, you know, they have that stereotype. They can be like, grumpy yeah. and very. No, bakers are like the complete opposite. They're just like, la, la, la. I love it.
So I just have to make sure I ask, like, did your kids get to come? You've got your two kids.
So no, unfortunately, we were shooting when there was an rise in COVID in Los Angeles. So I couldn't even go home. And because I live in the Napa area, I couldn't even go home. I had to stay. I had to stay the entire time. And so, yeah, there was lots of FaceTiming and lots of explaining, but, you know, like what mommy's doing. But the coolest thing is because I'm an avid baker at home, they get to experience, you know, just a little of it, but they're not going to be able to taste that kind of stuff because I can't do that.
Well, and we were talking about, you and I have spoken about this before when we've spoken around like the Halloween holidays. We talked about Twitches and things like that. If your kids have gotten to watch that, do they have an understanding more these days about what you do or like that mommy's on TV?
Okay, this was the funny part. I can remember explaining to them what I do, showing them what I do, because they've been to a set, but it didn't click until their friends at school was like, I picked them up and they were like, oh, I literally heard all the gasps. And I was like, what is going on? And all you heard was, and then my daughter, she had this, oh my gosh, grin ear to ear. Mommy, my friends love you. They want you on Sister Sister. Oh. They love you. You twitching. And I'm like,
I have been trying to tell you.
And so I want to say I am like the cool points. I am a popular mom in my kids' eyes right now. And I'm just kind of like holding on to it because we all know once they become like teenagers.
Don't worry about that. You'll still be the coolest mom.
Fingers crossed. But yeah, it's lovely. It's really cool to, you know, to see. And then now my son, he actually wanted to try. He auditioned for a Christmas film on HBO, didn't get it. And he was like, yeah, no, I don't want to do this. This is too hard. Whereas my daughter, she's like, Mom, I want to be in every movie you do. I want to be. I think this is so cool. I love it. So I bet you in a couple of years, Araya would definitely,
We'll be seeing her.
Yeah.
Next year, one of your Hallmark movies next year.
You know, there's a part of me that wants to protect her, but she's like, this year I had Izzy Birch in it and she's 8. She's around the same age as my daughter. And my daughter felt some kind of way. Yeah. He was like, wait a minute. I was like, girl, this is work. I want to make sure that you really, really, really know what you're doing and that you really want to do it. She was like, yes, mommy, I do. So,
well, that's great. We will watch for her. We'll watch for her, like, you know, even if she's an extra in the background, doing her first thing.
I know.
Well, listen, sorry, go ahead.
No, Anna. I was just going to say, we're so excited to watch you on Amazon Freebie. And what I love too, and you can tell us just a brief before we go about it, is you can get these recipes after the show for free on Amazon.
And how cool is that? I will tell you, out of all the lifestyle shows that I have hosted, this is a first. There's something about watching a baking show and visually seeing the amazing, you know, treats, but now you actually get to experience what we experience. So it's called Our Best Bites, and the judges pick their best bite of that particular, you know, category and or the, you know, episode, and they put it on amazon.com, and all you have to do is search for it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And bake it.
So would you search for the Dr. Seuss Baking Challenge Best Bites, and that would take you there.
It'll take you there.
Okay, great.
That's what's really cool.
That is very cool because I think people always want to know how to make these incredibly beautiful, tasty, bites, food. Yeah. So thanks for telling us that, and thank you for coming today and sharing with us all of this background info and insight into the Dr. Seuss Baking Challenge, which starts on December 13th on Amazon Freevee, and we will be waiting to see the 9 teams, well, you hosting, but out of the 9 teams, who wins that $50,000 prize?
Yes.
Amazing. Tamara, thank you so much for joining us, and happy holidays to you and the family. Yes.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Say bye.
Bye.